بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم يرحمكم من في السماء وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before we start with the actual درس, the last درس, this is a hadith which is called amongst the ulama al-bil-awwaliyya, al-musalsal bil-awwaliyya. That this is the hadith a student heard from an alim, from an ustad. The first hadith he heard was this hadith. Alhamdulillah, this sanad I got and this I heard from Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, on two occasions. From Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion. From Maulana Abdul Ahad Sahib, our ustad of Abu Dawood Sharif also. From Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi also. So, and I give this ijazat to the students, the ulama who are graduating also. And all ijazat that I have, I give to the students who are graduating also today, this ijazat. To those who know the value of sanad and ijazat, the close link to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by Allah's fadl, my link is quite close. Perhaps somebody else hasn't got that close link in this gathering. And that is my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, studied also directly from Shaykhul Hind, Hazrat Maulana Mahmoodul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and that makes my sanad very close, more closer to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I give that ijazah. And irhamu man fil ard, have mercy on those who are on the earth. Yarhamkum man fil sama, he who is in the skies, Allah is everywhere. But Allah's uluhiyat, His greatness, His azmat, we refer that Allah is in the heavens, in the skies, He will have mercy on you. And what greater mercy can there be to teach deen, to teach the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What greater mercy can there be? So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of to be amongst the rahimun. Outwardly, all understand to have mercy on others, but the greatest mercy is to give deen to somebody and to teach the Sahih al-Jami al-Bukhari. What greater rahim can there be? So may Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Also, I just returned from a safar and I had a very great occasion of meeting Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, a nine-year-old boy in Singapore. His name is, and he says it very clearly, my name is Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babu qawlillahi ta'ala, wa nad'u al-mawazin al-qishta al-yawm al-qiyamah, wa anna a'mal bani adama wa qawlahum juzan. وقال مجاهد القسطاس العدل بالرومية ويقال القسط مصدر المقسط وهو العادل وأما القاسط فهو الجائر وبالإسناد متصل منا إلى المؤلف أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمه الله تعالى ونفعنا الله بعلومه آمين قال حدثنا أحمد بن أشكاب قال حدثنا محمد بن فضيل عن عمارة بن القعقاع عن أبي زرعة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تعالى وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان وقال تعالى تلك الدار الآخرة صدق الله المولى العظيم. Firstly, like a Ustad will do. I'll also pretend to be an Ustad, ask some questions that of our students, of everyone. Have we come in this world of our choice, or have we been brought into this world? We have been brought, it was not our choice. We did not ask. We knew nothing whatsoever. أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. And if you have been placed anywhere, if your father takes you and brings you in the madrasa and puts you here, then why are you here? It's not your choice. Perhaps you came, you are happy. Today, mashallah, it's not like days of before where children were forced to come to madrasa. Now children coming happily, Allah must make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But why you came? Because what your father wants you to do here. That is why you are here. So Allah has brought us here. So we are in this world not for what we want to do, not what our choice is, but what Allah wants us to do. We unfortunately don't think about this. Now we are talking about it, our mind goes little to it. But generally, we never think of it. Why am I in this world? Who brought me in this world? My father didn't bring me, my mother didn't bring me. They couldn't come themselves in the world. It's only Allah Ta'ala wahdahu la sharif. So we should think about this daily, 1-2 seconds also, that Allah has brought me. And what is the purpose of me being in this world? And that purpose, did anyone tell us why we came in this world? Anyone told us?
Allah Ta'ala.
MashaAllah. That is why Allah revealed the Quran. And also, I must mention, MashaAllah, this whole program, this Majma, the students' programs have been so increasing in Iman. So much appreciative, so much to learn, and so much our Iman increases in such gatherings. Allah reward Maulana Hanif Sahib, his son, the Asatiza, the students, and all the people who came and who made this possible as far as Asbab is concerned. May Allah reward all very, very greatly, inshallah. So we should think every day that I'm in this world, why am I here? Why was I brought here? And that Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Sharif. And one of the mu'jizas, miracles of the Quran Sharif is, even if we don't understand and we read Quran Sharif, we read, that is our negligence. If we read daily Quran Sharif, a little bit, 3-4 pages also, 5 minutes, then this message comes into the heart. We will not be able, like ulama, to explain to other people. But in our hearts, the reality will come from Allah's side into our heart. And Allah says in the Quran Sharif, how many places, why He has put us in this world. Anyway, so Allah has put us here and to make His ibadat, to be obedient to Him. That is why Allah has brought. We are His slaves. We are not the slaves of our nafs. We are not slaves of environment. We are not slaves of modern society. They haven't done anything for us. Modern society or the people of this world haven't given us our eyes. They haven't given us our brains. They don't give us our food. Allah wahdahu la sharik has done all this. Yes, so we must be slaves of Allah in the true sense of the word. That is in this world. And the object of the slavery of Allah is that akhirah. We must get akhirah. We are not in this world to live it up. We are not in this world to enjoy here in this world. We are in this world for akhirah. And that the Quran Sharif has taught us. And the sharah of the Quran Sharif, the real sharah of the Quran Sharif is ahadith mubarakah. And the greatest of all the ahadith is the compilation of Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'ah. Our student did a wonderful job in introducing Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh to us. At the same time, we should understand, we should not be influenced by other people's propaganda that this is the only Sahih Kitab. That hadith, if anything you want to prove, it must be Bukhari. That also is not correct. Bukhari Sharif is a garland of the beautiful roses and flowers in the garden. But there are many more beautiful roses and flowers in the garden. These are not the only roses, this beautiful garland which is Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh has got less than 10 ahadith, maybe 5. Thulathi kitni hai Imam Bukhari sharif 22 thulathi. That means 3 narrators between Imam Bukhari and Hazrat Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh has got 88 Zunai riwayats between him and Imam Hazrat Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only 2 rawis, only 2 narrators. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi's father Muhammad Ismail, Muhammad ibn Ismail. On one occasion, like there is a bayan taking place, some gathering in the masjid, only one occasion his father had the honor of making musafah with Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. That was the father. Then the son came much later. So what is the maqam of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah? All the imams, the fiqh, the fuqaha, their darja and their time was before the muhaddithin. So their darja is very, very high. And hadith also, as mashallah, Maulana, somebody explained, the sunnah we follow. And that is what has been put into a beautiful form in the form of fiqh. And that was the work of the fuqaha. They have given us our deen so beautifully. So that is what we should follow. So anyway, so the object of this learning and teaching, this ta'aleem and ta'allum of Quran, of the Darul Ulooms, of the Makatib, of all this, the object and purpose of it is that we study this not only for amal, not only for ilm, but for amal also. And then we don't stop at amal also. From amal, we must get the ruh in amal. We must get life in amal. Like for example, we have electrician, he has got the knowledge of how to do electric work. That knowledge is not enough. By that you won't get lights. He has to make amal on that also. Chop the wall, put the pipes, put the wiring, put the tubes, put the, all the fittings, etc. By that also you don't get lives and benefit. After that, life must come in there, current must come. So just like that, ilm of deen we must have, amal of deen we must have. And after amal of deen, life must come in that amal. One salah, all of us sitting here, everyone, basics of wudu, how to make wudu, what breaks wudu, all that we have got. Not the detailed knowledge, but basics we all have got. After that, namaz also, wudu also, namaz also, many of us make, alhamdulillah. But how many of us have got the life in namaz? The connection with Allah Ta'ala. One namaz, salat, the Quran Sharif describes, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That namaz which has got life in it will stop you from all evil acts. How many of us, our thoughts are pure? In namaz, how many of us, our thoughts are so filthy and dirty? That means life hasn't still come. Connection with Allah hasn't still come. Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people, that namaz is قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Makes a mu'min falahyab, makes him successful. And if there isn't the connection, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who are unmindful, no connection in their namaz. So, ilm also we must have. Amal also we must have, and that amal must have life in it also. And we'll get from makatib and madaris. Amal we'll get also from madaris, especially students who stay in a darul iqama, where there are rules and regulations, so they get trained. And from tabligh jamaat we go. A person who's far from deen spends one chilla, mashallah, how much of amal comes in his life. And by jamaat's going, how many other people have amal? And life in amal, that is the domain and the medan of what we call tasawwuf and islahi nafs and tazkiyatul nafs and ta'alluq ma'allah and nisbat ma'allah. That is also absolutely essential. If we don't reach till there, only till ilm. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi gives a very beautiful example. Just now will be zuhr time. Maulana says if somebody makes wudu, gives azan also. But he doesn't make Zohar namaz. Asr, Maghrib, all the same. We say something wrong with this man. So the same way Maulana gives the example, if a person acquires knowledge and does not make amal, he's just like a person who's making wudu, giving adhan, but not making salah. So that is the object. And the outward amal is not wujud e amal, makat madaris se milenge, tabligh jamaat se milenge, aur amal ki qabooliyat wo khanqaon se, Allah walon se milenge. Ikhlas, etc. Under ke sifat. After becoming alim, if pride came in us, we gone down to zero again. If we started without ikhlas from the start, we will go to zero. If we had ikhlas, but now pride came into us. If our ahle madaris, so many alims, we graduated in our madrasa, we the best madrasa. If pride now zubillah comes, we gone down to zero. So, amal ki qabooliyat, and that is the most important. So Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh, has indicated to this. So he started with his kitab on the first hadith of ikhlas, sincerity. So this is very, very important. And to develop sincerity, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, used to say, aur ek baat main tajruba ki kehta hu, of my 80, 90 years of experience, I'm saying. Aur sirf mera tajruba nahi, sab buzurgo ka tajruba. All the buzurg's experience. Aur Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, is par qasam kha ke farmate. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi takes qasam ke ikhlas paida nahi hota jab tak ke buzurgo ki jhooti aur seedhi karo. Until you don't stay in the sohbat, in the company of those ahlullah, which means those who got ikhlas. Ikhlas won't come into you. This is a different thing. I think I'm a mukhlis. If I can fix up my iron clothes, something went wrong, I fix it up, and I say I'm an electrician. I may think I'm an electrician, but the world don't accept me as an electrician. If my wife had a headache and I told her, take one Panadol, and I say I'm a doctor, I can say I'm a doctor. In India, Pakistan, common, on the footpath, pavement, people have what they call their hotels. Just four bamboo sticks and some little bit Haitian set and hotel paradise they write. So you can call it hotel paradise, but is that hot? So to be mukhlis, I can think I'm mukhlis. But ikhlas, the haqiqah. Just imagine, Allah Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, three times lies have been attributed to him, Torah, apparent lie, which he didn't, which is not a lie, looks like a lie. The one occasion was when he said, when they asked him, Man kasar al-asnam, who broke the statue? He said, Kabiruhum hada, this big one, because he hung the chopper on his neck, and he said, ask him, looks like he, evidence is complete. The next was when he said, Inni saqeem. When they were going out for their religious festivals and that, he said, I'm sick, I can't believe. He was sick of all the filth and dirt beliefs they had. And the third was when he said about his wife, Hadihi Ukhti Sara. This is my sister, Sara. It was his wife. So the first two Allah mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Hadihi Ukhti Sara's story is not in the Quran. That comes in the Mufassirin have written the reason that first two was with so much ikhlas, because it was about tawheed, about oneness of Allah, the butlan, the evil of idol worship, and so Allah mentioned that. In Hadihi Ukhti Sara was also 100% ikhlas, but your own nuts, my wife, somebody wants to touch your wife, somebody wants to use your wife, your ghairat. How can you allow it? So because of that, Allah did not mention. So what level of ikhlas Allah Ta'ala wants from us? Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, famous mashallah, what a great pious, and Harun al-Rashid himself. When she passed away, people saw her in a dream and asked her, how did it go? Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me great, great maqam. Very great. And what namaz. Is it because of all your rifahi kam, all your social welfare work? Nehre Zubaydah, which is famous from Baghdad to Makkah Sharif, when there was not a drop of water in Makkah Sharif, famous it was. She said, no, all that all went ila arbabihim. that whenever you do amal for Allah, 99% even, and 1% for ghairullah, people must praise me. And riyakari comes in the hadith, comes in the heart of a person, wahum la yashkurun. More secretly than a black ant walking on a black stone in a black night, more secretly than that, riya wa sum'ah comes in the heart of a person. So she said, all that went ila arbabihim. Then how did Allah give you? Certain niyat which I had hidden in my heart which nobody knew. Imam Bukhari, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, every person must have certain such a'mal with him, even if it's just in the level of mustahab and nafil, but done only for Allah. Nobody knows about it. Those a'mal will help him very greatly on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, liyabluwakum ayyukum aksaru amala. Ahsanu amala. Jee. Allah doesn't see quantity, Allah sees quality. That how much of ikhlas, that is what Allah wants. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah started his kitab with ikhlas, ended it also. In order to create ikhlas, this thaqilatani fil mizan, thiqal will come in a'mal, weight will come in a'mal according to the sifat of insan. Otherwise, you see in India, other places, big trucks, but what are they carrying? Very light, like paper which has been shredded. Huge volume, but no weight in it. And what's the value of shredded paper? Eh? And one bar gold, small little, you can put in your pocket. But the weight of that gold, what's the value of it? So, a'mal, today, most of us, we learn it and not learn it. We look at kasrat a'mal. And we don't look at kayfiyat of a'mal. What is the kayfiyat? That is very, very... So, Imam Bukhari, from the beginning, he has taught that. Then a very, very, very important point after that, which is very important to teach our kitabs, Hidayah, Allahu Akbar, is more than any law book, all the law books of the world. Bukhari Sharif, all our kitabs, if we learn and we teach it as it's supposed to be actually, nobody can match any alim who even just managed to pass. In fact, one who failed also, there's nobody in the world who can manage to reach him. Such are the things. Today in the world, since about 300-400 years ago, for the first time in the history of the world from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, came the existence of what is called secular education, secularism. Secularism in everything. What is secularism? Anything minus Allah Ta'ala, minus deen, minus Allah. That is what worldly knowledge is permitted. And it was taught even in the church and in Islam. Abul Haytham and Abu Ali Sina, all these great scientists and philosophers were born from the Masjid Halqa. Worldly knowledge, that is permitted. But this worldly knowledge which has now been changed into secular education. And what is the difference? In worldly knowledge, you learn how to build a house, how to make clothes, how to plow the land. But you realize Allah is the doer. Allah is behind it all. And secular education or secular state means there is no Allah. There is no deen. There is no akhirat. You must subtract that. And today, these people, they introduced in Europe 300-400 years ago what is called secular education. When they said now Allah does not exist, then who made human beings to come into the world? Up to then, the church, the ulama, all said Allah is the creator. Now they took out Allah from the equation. Now who created? How did man come? So they came up with the most stupid answer that insan was born from a monkey. Na'uzubillah. Darwin's theory of evolution. And in short, our Shaykh gives such a beautiful answer. He says, in the history of the monkeys, if one monkey could become a human being till today, then till today, why didn't the second monkey also become a human being? There are many families, one child is a Hafiz, whole family is Hafiz. Father, mother, all are Hafiz. One is a Alim, all are Hafiz. But why didn't till today a second monkey become a human being? The fact is, it's all their monkey business, and we don't realize we are being made monkeys. In our schools, Islamic schools, class 9, standard 7 class, Darwin's theory of evolution is taught to Muslim children by Muslim teachers, which is kufriyat. At one time with the surah, it won't go in history. But one Arabs who came to admit their children in the madrasa, they said this is taught in the schools of Makkah Sharif. Davansi area of it. So we don't know what to do. As Maulana explained, Jazahumullah khair, our students, education, tarbiyah, ta'aleem, well, on the day of Qiyamah, they're going to take us to task. That we arrange for them to learn this. The other thing is, they came, now there was a question about the world. How did the world come into existence? Quran, every خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام خالق السماوات والأرض خلاق عظيم خلاق عليم. Allah is the creator. But they took out Allah, now they had to have an answer. What answer they came? What a worse stupid answer. The Big Bang Theory. That a huge bang took place and everything fell perfectly into place. If a person has to imagine how his heart is, not one heart, at the moment about 7 million hearts in the world and in the mother's wombs and the animals, Allahu Akbar, how many hearts and what perfection they are working. All that happened according to them with one big bang. This glass here is a small glass. And if I have to drop it here, there will be a small bang. But will the glass be made with that bang or will it break with that bang? But according to them, a huge bang took place and everything got made. And our Shaykh Rahmahullah said that if in the jungle there is a broken typewriter, not the keyboard of today which you just press so little, but those old, you had to jump actually on the keys, so hard they were. And such a broken typewriter, and some monkeys jumped on it, and they produced prose. And poetry, like Mutanabbi, like all the great poets, etc. Hey, how can that be possible? So what a big bang. How could everything fall into place? Hey, so this is now, they're stupid. So all this, and there's much more to that. Humanism. They are teaching at universities, and the world is controlled by humanism. That we humans are in charge of everything. And what this led to? They're making their own laws in parliament. That Mr. John can marry Mr. Jack. A man can marry man, woman can marry woman. This is now when we use our brains, this is where man has reached today. Asfalu safilin, man has reached today. So all that, so laws we make ourselves. Then materialism. We are here just for dunya. Live it up. I must have the best house. And we Muslims, we are involved in this because we didn't understand that Imam Bukhari started his kitab Kayfa Kana Badrul Wah. That wahi is the only thing that can put you on track. We just started it, or we just read it for barakat or for ilm or to pass exams or to complete the kitab, but to bring the reality of it. That we have to follow what wahi has told us. We cannot materialism. Then worse than that, fraidalism. Fraidalism, you are in this world just to satisfy your lust. And today, how many people just satisfying their lust all the time? On the internet, going on filthy sites, etc. And fulfilling their desires. Hey, that we are in this world just to fulfill. So Imam Bukhari started his kitab. This is a great, unique feature of Imam Bukhari's kitab. Kayfa kana badul wahi. That wahi is the thing that can guide you. There are three types of knowledge in this world. One is our senses. Hawas-e khamsa, our eyes, our tongue, etc. But by that we gain a lot. We feel something is hot, we know next time I must not touch it again. Or whatever else it is, we gain a lot. Animals also gain knowledge through hawas-e khamsa. And these hawas-e khamsa all relate their matters to the brain. The second major source of knowledge is the brain. The brain works out so many, and there is great detail in that also. What a machine Allah made the brain. What a computer Allah made the brain. That is also, and that is the limit of mankind's knowledge. He uses hawas-e khamsa, and then he uses his brain, akal he uses. And the things which are beyond the brain can never reach those things. That is only by wahi. By our brain, we will never know what is going to happen in the qabr. We will never know what is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah in his kindness send wahi. So wahi is the only answer to all this humanism and materialism and secularism and all that. It is only wahi. So the student has to understand from the beginning of the kitab that wahi of Allah, I must be fida for. My life must be given. And Allah has given us wahi, whole Quran. And Bukhari Sharif, Allah, what a kitab Allah gave us to understand this wahi. So that is very, very important. And then you read Kitabul Iman. Now the ahmiyat of Iman, that Allah, our maker, the one who brought us in this world, He has told us what our Iman must be. As Maulana explained, the Mu'tazilas, Jahmiyyah, and many firqat-e-batin, which are present today in different names again today. But all of them, they are not following wahi. So that is what is required, that wahi. And this ilm, the ilm is sahih. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ Hikmah, ulama have written, it's made up of three things. Ilm is sahih, fahm is sahih, and then amal is sahih. Those three things must be there. Many people have got ilm is sahih, but they haven't got fahm is sahih, proper understanding. Like a father is lying on his bed at night, finish Isha, he's retiring, he's going to sleep, and he tells his son, Muhammad, bring me water. In what will you take water for him? In a glass. Sunday morning, he's standing outside by his car, and his sleeves are folded up. He's going to be washing his car. And he uses exactly the same words. Muhammad, bring me water. In what will you take water?
Bucket.
So if you don't have Fahm-e-Sahih, and Fahm-e-Sahih can only come by those who are present. Now when he's lying to sleep, and you say, and you haven't got proper understanding, you go with a bucket of water when he's sleeping. And when he wants to wash his car, you go with a glass of water. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, fidahum ummahatina wa abayina, they were present and they knew the words of Nabi Akram. And sanad, which is in our hadith, this is what is sanad. What they taught to the tabi'in, tabi'in, the fuqaha, muhaddith, and all the great, and our asatiza, and today it has come to us. That is what is called ilm is sahih and fahm is sahih. When we want to go on the internet and we want to Google things and we go on to, we go to Makkah Sharif and we buy translation of Bukhari Sharif Muslim, I'm going to become a big allama. Hey, on your own you want to understand, you won't have fahm is sahih. When your father wants to sleep, you'll take a bucket of water. And that is what the poor Salafis, Shias, etc., Qadianis, no fahm is sahih. That is what is required. And then amal is sahih also, which you will get from Buzurgan al-Din when you say, nobody can make true rakats of namaz from knowledge of Quran and Hadith and even fiqh kitab. Until you did not see your mother making namaz. Your father took you to the masjid and you saw everyone making namaz. Now you discard all that and you say, my namaz is from Hadith. My namaz is from fiqh. No, your namaz is from your father, what you saw in the masjid, how you saw everyone. Wudu, the people asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, كيف كان wudu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make wudu? He didn't make taqreer and long lecture. He asked for water and he sat in front of them and he made wudu and showed them. So that is what is required. Anyway, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi then has taught the whole kitab, the whole of deen. It's a jami' kitab. And make shukr and dua. And also for the people who are gathered here, mashallah, one message that I would like to give, make qadr, appreciate. Maulana explained about this, these madaris. These are the bastions. These are the pillar, the forks of Islam. Where true Islam till today, and the whole of Islam, my da'wah, I can be proven wrong, but my claim is, the only place the whole of Islam is existing, even if it is far just knowledge is concerned, is in these Darul Ulooms. Where the whole, where qisas is being taught till today. In practical practice, it might not be there. Everything is taught, that is capital punishment. It might not be existent anywhere in the world. Or maybe in a few places there are, mashallah. But where it is taught, the whole of deen, every aspect of deen is taught in completion. Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila, ma mausula. Whatever was given to you, ma unzila ilayka, ma jabihi Jibreel alayhi salam, jami'u ma jabihi Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. All that is being taught in these madaris. So we should make qadr. And our appreciation must not only be zubani kharj. that mashallah, we got this madrasa in Rainsworth, we got this madrasa here, we got that madrasa there. No, but physically, practically also. One person was walking and he was crying profusely. And I asked him, why are you crying? My dog here is dying. What's wrong? Why my lifelong companion, my dog, my guy? What's wrong? Why is he crying? Hunger. He hasn't got food to eat. This big basket which is on your head, what's in the basket? Bread, roti. So why don't you give him two rotis? That costs money. And to cry tears are free of charge. So I can cry the whole day and big tears, crocodile tears. But to give him two rotis? No, that I can't do. That costs money. So let us not be like that. That we zubani kharaj, free of charge. Just to talk and praise, but mashallah, mana Hanif, what a madrasa, this madrasa, that madrasa. No, further than that, give all support. Give support by dua also. Support by advice also. You're an accountant, offer your services in account. You're an electrician, come and offer your services. Whatever field you are in, you are mashallah, Allah gave you a lot of money, make transfer it to akhirat also. One short sentence, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when you give money in the path of Allah, you haven't given anything. All you have done is transfer your money from one account to another account. From your account of dunya to your account of akhirah. Where the returns are not 7, 8, 10, 15, 20%, 700%. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Yeah, your bank can also go bankrupt. But Allah's bank will never go bankrupt. It will just increase all the time. So that is, so deposit our money, spend, and Mubarak to those people whom Allah has given the tawfiq to spend in these good causes and all other good causes. So we always look forward to that. Then Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi started his kitab with Kitabul Iman. And then he ends it again with about Kitab al-Tawheed and Rad al-Jahmiyyah. So live your whole life according to Iman, Arkan of Islam, Muasharat, Adab, and also very important which we don't pay attention to, Adabul Muasharat. Today, if we just got little bit of Ibadat in us, I'm a super Muslim. There is nobody like me. Then Mu'amalat, many of us are zero, we are minus in Mu'amalat. Akhlaq, our akhlaq. Ask our wife, tell me what you think, how is my akhlaq? And you'll get a very iqra kitab, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma, alayka hasiba. Then you'll get your own result when your wife will give you your report. So our akhlaq. And then mu'ashara, Allahu Akbar. How we fail in this. And on Qiyamah's day, that you won't be able to move from your place until you have an answer to that. Bring Qiyamah, think of Qiyamah, our Hisab Kitab, the Qabr, day on a daily basis. Let us not be ghafil of these things. We were in one place now, and an ulama program was arranged. It was upstairs of the masjid, so we had to climb the stairs. When we got up there, so I asked the ulama who were present, that when you're climbing stairs, what is it sunnah to read? What is a sunnah to read? Alhamdulillah, all me there also asked, who read it? No one read it. So I said, this is all what is tasawwuf. To make ma'lumat, ma'mulat. Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah Ali said, show me one ayat, one hadith in which there isn't tasawwuf. But he said, we haven't understood tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is not only the ilm, but it is the amal on it. And further than the amal, the ruh in it. When you're saying Allahu Akbar, not in ghaflat also. Connect yourself. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yathkuru Allah ala kulli ahyanihi. He used to remember Allah all the time. And remembrance is not by words from the heart. The tongue is only tarjuman, translates what is in the heart. So then Imam Bukhari, and as Maulana explained, Jazakumullah khair, a very important duty, not only of the ulama, particularly of the ulama, but of everyone, is amar bil ma'roof wa nahya anil munkar. Today we are not prepared to do it. When Allah Ta'ala told Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, wa amur bil ma'roof wa nahya anil munkar, immediately Allah Ta'ala said, wasbir ala ma asabat. When you'll do amar bil ma'roof, nahya anil munkar, halal, conditions are going to go, people are going to criticize you, people are going to pass remarks about you, you must be strong enough to go over all this. Those things must not affect you. How many times parents come and complain, wife complains, husband complains about the other, and they tell us, please, Maulana, mustn't take my name. My name mustn't come in there. It was your duty to say it yourself. Hey, but we haven't got the guts to speak to our own children also. Young girl of 10, 12 years, we can't tell her your dressing is wrong. Correct your dressing, we can't. Maulana, please, you must tell her. Tell your wife to tell her, but my name mustn't come. Hey, we frighten for our own children. Our iman is at this level, we can't tell our own children. And we have to learn how to say. Say it in such a way that it is acceptable. This glass, if I break it, can I put water in it? No water will stay. You break the heart of your wife, of your children, then you want to put something in it, you can't. Break that heart. Mend it again. When buy some glue, whatever glue, and make the heart again right. Now put something inside and put the right way that you don't break the heart. Learn how to say. Qulu qawlan sadida. The result, yuslih lakum a'malakum. So that is very important. So yeah, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has made an indication that we should do amar bil ma'roof wa nahy anil munkar. Wallah, Islam has given us so many ingredients. If we practice even on one, whole of Islam will come alive. If we start doing amar bil ma'roof, nahy anil munkar in our families, then the house will come right. The community will come right. The whole Muslim ummah will come right. But today almost 100% amar bil ma'roof wa nahy anil munkar has been neglected. If it is, we have misunderstood it. For example, we go in jamaat and we say we are doing amar bil ma'roof wa nahy anil munkar. There is tabligh, tashwiq, shock dilana. To encourage people. And the usul of the jamaat is when somebody is doing wrong, don't tell him you are doing wrong. And amar bil ma'roof is telling that you are doing wrong. Because of the way the ummah is so weak. Now in jamaat you can't go and tell people will run away. They won't accept. So really, amar bil ma'roof wa nahy anil munkar is not in the jamaat. Hey? Somebody's trouser is below his ankle and you go and tell him, lift up your trouser. He gets cross, he pets, he takes his bedding and he's gone home. He doesn't want to accept it. But the istidad of the ummah has to be made. Alhamdulillah, my Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say in those days in India, people were clean hearted. Anyone you can tell him, bhai tu shaitan che, he won't feel offended. Tu gadero che, you are donkey. They won't feel offended. Today you can't, your children you can't. You have to be so careful, otherwise people just take offense. So to build that istidad where people can accept it. And then you do Amar bil Ma'ruf. So this is a very important. And in Nurul Anwar, the details of Amar bil Ma'ruf, the sharait of it, the usul of it have been explained. Anyway, then after that, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh brings the final bab of his kitab, Babu Qawlillahi Ta'ala, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, that we will place the scale of justice on the day of Qiyamah. There will be a scale of justice. And the scale will be an actual scale. Yeah, again, till today, the Jahmiyyah, the Murjiyah, the all Mu'tazila, they are slaves of their brains. What they understand with their brains, they accept. What they don't understand, reject the hadith also. Reject the ayats of Quran, reject Mi'raj also. Reject everything today also. There are people who are the slaves of, they call themselves also, just before I go forward, let us understand that the true Islam, one is the genuine Islam, not of today, but the Islam of 1400, that is what is required. Not my version of Islam. And not the version of Islam of Pakistan, which may be a Maududi Islam, or the version of Islam of India, which may be a Qadiani Islam, or maybe a Parwezi Islam, or of Saudi a Salafi Islam, or if Iran a Shia Islam, but the Islam which is international, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlus Sunnah, the people who follow Sunnah. Jama'ah, Jama'atu Sahaba. That we follow the Sahaba, and we follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem. And this is Sawad-e Azam till today. Abdullah ibn Subayyil, the Imam of Makkah, the old Imam. One alim, I was personally only one rawi between me and Abdullah ibn Subayyil. We were sitting in Dioban in the Mehman Khana. And he said, Abdullah ibn Subayyil himself said, 66% of the ummah are ahdaf. Then the Shawafi, Hanabila, all the others, how much more they will be. And he said, 60% of the khidmat, the deeni khidmat of the ummah, of the whole ummah, ulama'i diobanadir. This was the words of, if it is one of our alims, we can say it's biased. But Abdullah ibn Subayyin, this is his words. So the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are the majority, the vast sawad azam. This seminar, which is going to be held in Azadville, inshallah, one of the objects is to show the people, all of us got in our mind, all ulama of Arab ulama, Arabs are all Salafis. Na'uzubillah, it's a total lie, a blatant lie. And the ulama that are coming and will be delivering their papers are all 100% Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And they are all against Salafism. So let us understand that Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, always it is the case, like a mosquito does some harm to you. But it makes a big noise and it gets killed before the harm also. Also our ulama have given advice, work like a bed bug. Khatman. It comes, it does its work quietly, and it's gone to its base again. Then you realize, I've been bombed. After it's gone to its base. And a mosquito comes, makes a big noise. So all Ahle Batil always make big noises. See, our Tabligh Jamaat, nothing in the newspaper, nothing in the radios, but the biggest majma that comes anywhere is Tabligh Jamaat majma. Quietly they do their kash, they go and meet people, they do their work. So we should work and don't be influenced by big noises that are happening. Thunder that rumbles does nothing whatsoever. That avoids the rain that comes. And if there is thunder and the rain, there is a storm. It causes harm. A nice, quiet, nice rain. There is no big noise in that rain. So we should work in that way. So don't be influenced by big noises of people also. So anyway, so we should understand that the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is the Aqeedah, that there will be a scale on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمْ وَقَوْلَهُمْ يُوزَنْ. And the words of Bani Adam, the actions of Bani Adam and their words will be weighed. Like we having dars now. Can we weigh this dars? We can't weigh. The words that are spoken, can we weigh them? But today, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. That today Allah has made, you can measure your temperature, thermometer, volume, your sound, how loud, how soft, you can measure that also. Everything today can be measured. How much sugar in your blood, they take your blood sample, they measure, you got so much sugar in your blood. Your blood pressure, that can be measured also, everything. So when man can do this, what is it difficult for Allah that He will measure our amal in a scale? Our Shaykh Rahmahullah says, when Switzerland can make a watch which is waterproof, you put it in 200 meters of water, forget a drop of water, not even the vapor of water will go in that watch. Switzerland can make that, the makhluk of Allah. So Allah khaliqus samawati wal ard. What is it difficult for Allah to make a heart that is worry-proof? That no worry will enter that heart. And there are many a'mal in our deen by which the heart becomes worry-proof. So what is it when man can make thermometers? When man can measure the volume of our, what we are talking, how high, how low, the pitch of it. All these things. What is it difficult for Allah to measure our actions? That salat we made. But what was the wizard, what was the weight in that salah? How much ikhlas was there? How much khushu, khudu was in there? That will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. This bayan we are making, you people are listening, with how much ikhlas I'm making, with how much ikhlas you are listening, with how much concentration I'm making, with how much concentration you are listening. Am I making niyat of amal myself? Are you making niyat of amal? All this will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. And our words also, what we speak, how much of ikhlas was on there? How much of show and name and fame was in there? How much was it you were telling you were doing amar bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, but you were shouting like a donkey to your wife? You were shouting like a donkey, inna ankar al aswad la sawtul hamir. Many times we get cross and we're shouting and we're swearing and we say, I'm telling them to make namaz. But you are swearing, you are breaking their heart, you are using vulgar language, you are using a tone that is not acceptable. Then how can that have, this will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. That you can say, I was doing Amar bil Ma'ruf, I was giving dars here. And whether you were sleeping or the student was sleeping in the dars, all this will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. So all actions, and if we bring the reality, Islam of a person is made. That all my actions will be, they have to be actions first of all. If there are no actions, our Buzurg say, many people don't start Amal because they say we haven't got Ikhlas. First they have the action, then Ikhlas. If you don't have a glass, if you want to collect water, water is being rationed. And 5 liters, 10 liters they're giving to a person. You go to collect water, you haven't got a can. Now in what must they give you water? First have a can. So first have Amal. And then in the A'mal, keep on having concern and fikr, that Ikhlas also comes in there. Tawadu also comes in there. Khashiyat also comes in there. Then see what benefits a person will get. وَقَالَ مُجَاهِدٍ يَا إِمَامُ بُخَارِي رَحْمَتُ اللَّهِ جَزَاهُمُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٍ What ulum he had. And this is also for those people who can make qadr. Like Zafran, those who know the value of Zafran, when Zafran is in the biryani, they make qadr. But those who don't know what is Zafran, whether it was in the biryani, it wasn't, whether you ate millipap, or whether you ate or you drank rooibos tea, it makes no difference to you, you just want to. But the person who got zaf and shock, they will know. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has made a discussion on semantics, that is the meanings of words. So he quotes Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi and says, Al-Qistas, Al-Qustas, Al-Adlu bi-Rumi, Al-Adlu, that it means justice, fairness, and bi-Rumiya. There is another big discussion which he opens, which we won't go into, and that is that in the Roman language. Then there is a question whether there are foreign words in the Quran Sharif or not. And a whole discussion on that. If there are, why they are there, they are not there, what is the origin of the words. So a big discussion on semantics, which is very interesting also, though normally very boring also. Nahwa sarf is not a likable subject. It's not like biryani and not like achar and samosa, but you have to have it also. وَيُقَالُ and it is also, it has been said, الْقِسْطُ مَصْدَرٌ مَصْدَرُ الْمُقْسِدِ That الْقِسْطُ is the masdar of muqsid. I won't go into the details of this, that it is from بَابِ فَعَال, بَابْ ذَرَبَ, يَضْرِبُ, and مُجَرَّد, but very easy for the whole public to understand. We got a word, responsible. What is the meaning of responsible? We all know that you are responsible. And just add a alif, a hamza before it. Now what it becomes?
Yeah, responsible.
The meaning is completely opposite. So even in the English language, in Arabic, in one bab, it means al-adl. That justice. Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. It has come in the ayat of the Quran, where it means justice. And on another ayat, وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَا حَطَمًا That the people who are not just, the same word justice, the same word adal in English, justice. And just add a alif in front of it, injustice. Okay? The opposite meaning completely. So from that it's very easy for all, not only the students who have studied so much of sarf and nahwa and logat and all that, but the whole public can understand this meaning very easily. وَهُوَ الْعَادِلِ And that means justice. وَأَمَّا the meaning of it, وَيُقَالُ الْقِسْطُ مَصْدَرُ الْقِسْطِ وَهُوَ مُقْسِطُ وَهُوَ الْعَادِلِ وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِطُ فَهُوَ الْجَائِرُ And qasid is zulam. That you, one meaning, the same word, used in one bab, one paradigm, it means justice and fairness. When used in another bab, it means oppression. So to understand, so Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, and this was also, I try and mention here, one of the salient features of the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, and which is unique to Imam Abu Hanifa, that his fiqh was a whole parliament that said, 40 ulama had to pass a masala. And those ulama were masters, somebody of literature, somebody of sarf, somebody of nahwa, somebody of hadith, somebody of usul-e-hadith, somebody of tafsir. 40 masters of different fields of Islamic subject, that masala was discussed. Then Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi would put his stamp on there. This is the only fiqh that has come in this way. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, on his own. And this was the caliber of this people. Imam Bukhari is the third generation after Imam Abu Hanifa. And he has so much, see how much knowledge of aqaid also which he has mentioned here. Then of semantics, of language also that he has mentioned here. Then he mentions the hadith, وَبِهِ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا أَحْمَدُ بْنِ أَشْكَابِ قال حدثنا محمد بن فوزين عن عمار بن القعقاع عن ابي زرعه عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه. The last hadith Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has brought was of Imam Abu Huraira. This is the taqreer of our sheikh, which he is from him, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. That the first hadith Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi brought was the hadith of innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat an Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. أول ما سمي بعمير المؤمنين هو عمر بن الخطاب وأول من سمي أمير الحديث أمير المؤمنين في الحديث هو محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري. So he brought that hadith. And also an indication to our beloved students that all can become أمير المؤمنين. You can only have one أمير المؤمنين. The last hadith he brought of Abu Huraira, who was a Sufi, who was a Darwish, who was a great alim, a great muhaddith. He taught 5,364 hadith, 800 students, among them Abdullah ibn Abbas, among them Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Such great students were his students, and he used to teach hadith. So all of you can become muhaddith. All of you can do khidmat of deen and work, teach in Darul Ulooms, then finally go and open Darul Ulooms. From which countries you come, which places, our Darul Ulooms must spread in the whole world. Not one, two Darul Ulooms are enough. Too little Darul Ulooms still. And hospitals, spiritual hospitals, zero. Right? Like we have universities, there are plenty. And how many universities in Binoni and around Binoni? But one spiritual hospital, which we call a Khanqa, where your ruh, your heart is treated. That we don't have that. That is also important. So, we take this lesson that the last hadith, which Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi brought, and is making an indication that you also must teach hadith. Also become a darwish, a sufi. Sit in one place quietly, like mashallah, what our ulama and our madaris people are doing. I usually say our ulama in India, Dhabel, Tarkeshwar, Jalalabad, Saharanpur, many of our asatiza perhaps did not even go out of their province. But they said, made khidmat. Their face is in the whole world today. Whether it's America, whether it's Africa, whether it's Australia, in the whole world Allah send their face. So do khidmat of deen. Take this lesson also. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qal al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kalimatan habibatan. They are two words very, very much loved by Allah ta'ala. So when words are loved so much by Allah, they must be very big jawbreakers. They must be very hard to pronounce, very difficult. No, no, they took it away. Ila Rahman, khafifatan ala lisan. Very easy. From here, learn also, ad-deen yusra. Deen is easy. All the matters of deen. Don't one old man pass to Allah, give him jaza khair. He said, some ulama, when they make bayan, you have to sit with a dictionary. That you, the jawbreakers they use. So deen is not the jawbreakers. Deen is easy. Khafifatan ala lisan. Speak in simple ways where even a small child can understand what you are saying. That is a successful person. Otherwise you will speak and all your message will go over the heads of the people. Nobody will understand. You will be happy. Oh, aaj to zabardast bayan kiya. I gave a heavy bayan, but nobody understood one word what you said. Where will amal also come? So khafifatan, easy, make easy. And then thaqilatan fil mizan. And what is like that? What is habibatan? Loved by Allah. What is very simple and easy to say, not tongue twisters, not difficult to say, they will be very heavy on the scales of the day of Qiyamah. And remember also, when you speak in a simple, easy style, there is more ikhlas in it. And when you speak in a very stylish way, and a very smart way, there is more riyah and sum'ah in that. So these are those words. What are they? Let us all read them together. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah azim. There are three words basically. There are two jumlas here, but there are three. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Alhamdulillah also. Subhanallah is repeated again.
Subhanallahil Azim, Allahu Akbar. Which are the words? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. These are the three main words. Yeah, they are put in a different way, but it is the same three words. Very shortly, inshallah, what is the meaning of Subhanallah? We all say Subhanallah. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahmatullah alayhi, says, when we saying Subhanallah, Usabbihullah anin naqaisi kulliha, that I'm declaring that Allah has got no fault whatsoever. There is no old age with Allah. Allah doesn't get a flu. Allah doesn't get tired. Allah's anger doesn't overpower Allah. Allah's love doesn't overpower Him, that in His love He makes a decision and it wasn't the right decision. No, Allah is free of all those things. He is pure, pure, pure. It comes in a hadith sharif. When a person, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, is telling the student of deen, now you studied my whole Bukhari, but now to bring it into your heart, to make amal, you need tazkiyah now. And tazkiyah dhikr, now it's the last, he has taught us dhikr. And from a Sufi sahabi, Hazrat Abu Huraira was a Sufi sahabi, and a muhaddis sahabi, bring now tazkiyah in. Now you have finished your ilm, now go for tazkiyah also. So this is making an indication that when a person says Subhanallah, Allah says you have said I'm pure of sin, I'm pure of faults, all types of faults. Allah says I am pure, whether you say it or not. No Nabi, no Wali say it, but I'm pure of all faults. Because of the jaza'am wifaqa, you told I'm pure, I'm purifying you from faults now. So an easy way, the zikr of Subhanallah, it purifies a person from all faults. So we should read regularly, read the third kalima minimum 100 times a day. And it will benefit us so greatly. So we get free from faults. Alhamdulillah, mushtamilan ala mahamidihi. And now that you are saying Allah is free of faults, that is not enough. You say, for example, of any person, he's not a crook, he's not an adulterator, he doesn't drink liquor, that you haven't praised him. But his good qualities also you have to say. So, wa bihamdihi mushtamilan ala mahamidihi. All sifat-e hamd are only in Allah, which Maulana explained in detail. I don't have to repeat all that also. So all those good qualities are also in Allah Ta'ala. That is Allah. When Allah is there, Allahu Akbar, He is the greatest. There is nobody like Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah, Arif Billah, says, the name of Allah, which is written many places on boards. If we see, and according to Arabic calligraphy, you can write Allah's name in a different way. But it is not permitted to write Allah's name in any different way. Only in the way that we see it written, only in that way. And if we analyze that, we will see first is that alif. And that alif is usually longer than the two lams and ha. That is, our Shaykh interprets it like the flag pole. Like all governments, they fly their flags. And especially on their day of independence, whatever, they fly their flags very high. So that is a big flag pole. And that small little thing on top, that is the flag. So Allah's flag Allah's flag is in the world. Malikul Mulk, the king of kings. And all kingdom belongs only to Allah. The two lams that are written in this way, two lams can be written in a different way also, but that are written in this way, if you see and just think, our eyes are closed. Allah wala open our eyes. We see it all the time, but we don't analyze it. That the two lambs like that is like the crown of a king. Is it so? Do you see it now? You see that crown? That is the crown, Allah. And on top of it is a tashdeed, double crown. Because Allah is king of kings. And on top of the tashdeed is khara zabar. That is an exclamation mark. Oh, is he really so great? Yes, he is. Who is he? Who? The one only. There is nobody else beside him. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. He is the one, Allah. So see, from Subhanallah to Alhamdulillah to Allahu Akbar, and your iman quality will come out from your heart. Your appreciation, this is what is called tasawwuf. This is what is called ta'alluq ma'allah. Wallah, once you get the love, the ma'rifat of Allah, the love of Allah, nothing in this world will appeal to you. Nothing you will enjoy. Once you get that, and this is what Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. So he has made an indication, now that you have got all the ulum, make amal also. And teach it to others also. And bring the ruh and the haqiqat of it also in one's heart. والله المستعان وهو الموفق tawfiq. May Allah be help us and give us tawfiq.
سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام من كل شر، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا واجعلنا تركنا عليك المسير. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا فترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم آنس وحدتنا في قبورها، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا نظاما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي قبر موسى على الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا وإلى النار سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها سبيلا. اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك أبصارنا وأن تطلق به ألسنتنا وأن تفرج به عن قلوبنا وأن تشرح به صدورنا وأن تستحمل به أبداننا، فإنه لا يعيننا على الحق غيره ولا يعطيه إلا أنت، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكن لنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المقصرين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معظوما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا مسرورا عن رحمتك ولا محروما. اللهم every root and corner of the world establish our message such that by the Adhan no human or jinn remains who does not hear at all of Islam, and give us all the prophets to say the faith of this Adhan. Oh Allah, make our masajid alive with the ahlan of masajid. Let there be salat in our masjid. Let there be tilawat in our masajid. Let there be zikr in our masajid. Let there be muraqaba and muhasaba in our masjid. Oh Allah, let there be waaz and bayan in our masjid. Oh Allah, with every masjid, let there be mataqif also, where our Muslim brother, not a single child in the world gets left with us. Learn correct Quran Sharif and the basics of deen and makes amal on it. Oh Allah, let every grown up Muslim also learn Quran Sharif and the basics of deen and let us practice upon them. Oh Allah, make every masjid of ours in the world our tablighi markaz. Oh Allah, from where jamaats go out in the whole world and make deen alive and give people a gentleman to your deen. Let our masjids establish our Darul Uloom. Allah, from where Father Allah and Father Rasul echo all the time. from where great ulama al-haq Rabbani deen has revealed, and who both levels the world and make deen alive in the whole world, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our masajid establish our khamfas and our zawiyya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, where Allah echoes all the time, and great rijalullah, not man of steel, but man of iman. Rijalullah, indeed, tijaratun ala bay'un an dhikrillah. وَيَقَامُ الصَّلَاةُ وَيَقَامُ الصَّلَاةُ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. Such great people have refused our Allah. Let our masajid establish our strong social and welfare centers, O Allah, from where the need of every creation of yours, Muslim and non-Muslim, humans and non-animals, everyone's needs are being fulfilled. Every department of being associated with the masjid, and make them alive and make deen to spread in the whole world. O Allah, Allahumma khfir warham وتجاوز عنه وهديه وفرج عنه واحفظ وغالب ووحد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يفرغنا إلى حبك. اللهم افتح أبواب قلوبنا بذكرك وأثنى علينا بنعمتك وأسبق علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضي. Oh Allah, let Islam spread in the whole world, O Allah. Give every human and jinn that iman in Islam if you are happy and pleased. Let us live by it, let us die by it. Just before Maud Khan, every one of us goes up and raise us with it and let us enter Jannah in Firdaus. Aliyatul Quds with that great iman in Islam, O Allah. Oh Allah, whoever might be having a problem in your world, whatever type of problem it might be, whether it's a health problem of oneself, or one's close associate, or whether it's a financial problem, or whether it's fights and arguments and disputes, or whether it is any work not getting done, oh Allah, solve all our problems and make it easy for each and every person, all of your creation in the whole world. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي به تقوم الصالحات. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآثار وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.